Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. A few years ago, quizzes were the hot new thing in business when it came to email list growth and things like helping your customers make buying decisions. And while quizzes maybe aren't talked about as much right now, they are still just as effective as a way to grow your business and grow your email list. In fact, the average lead magnet conversion rate is just 20 to 25%, but quizzes have an average of 40 to 50% conversion rates. And I can attest to that from my own quizzes, which is so much higher, right, than the average lead magnet conversion rate. I've been creating quizzes since the beginning of 2018, so over 5 years now, and I can still see in my quiz account the first quiz I ever made for a client back in April of 2018, and then the first quiz for my own business in July of 2018. And since then, I've made new quizzes, I've revamped quizzes, and I've helped other business owners make quizzes for their business through my quiz website template bundle for Show It. And I get asked about quizzes a lot because it can be really tough to know where to get started when you know, like, hey, I want to make a quiz, but what do I do next? What are all the steps? So in this episode, I'm taking you step by step, tons of detail through the quiz creation process that I've used to create super high converting quizzes that are also fun and that grow my email list and help make me sales in my business. And I want the same for you. So let's get to it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple six-figure a year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple six-figure a year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. All right, before we get into all those step-by-steps, I want to just give you something special, especially if you are a Show It user. So I created a quiz add-on template for Show It users that can be added to any Show It website. So regardless of if you have a custom site, a template from me, a template from someone else, but it's basically a add-on that you add to your Show It site to make the quiz thing easier, okay? And as I explain the quiz steps to you, especially the ending steps like embedding the quiz on your website, making results pages and things like that, you'll be able to really see how this template is helpful. But it's a 7-page Show It template with 3 results pages, over 10 quiz cover style options, a quiz embed page, an extra page, and more. And it's all to help you quickly get the quiz from created, which is what we're kind of talking about, to like on your own website and live for people to take. And as you'll soon hear, it's a lot of work and strategy just to make the quiz. And that's before we even talk about all the work of designing stuff for it. So anyway, as a podcast listener, I want to give you a deal, a special deal on this specific template. So you can snag that quiz template for 15% off using the code MAKEAQUIZ at checkout. Just MAKEAQUIZ at checkout. And then if you'd rather bundle all of my Show It add-on templates together, the code will also apply to my add-on bundle so you can get the speaker template and other things, the landing page bundle, the quiz template, all of that together as well. So that's the code MAKEAQUIZ, 15% off any payment plan. I'll put all that info in the show notes as well. Now let's go through these steps. Okay, so the first step to this quiz process, you've decided you want to make a quiz. Now you're like, all right, let's get started. That would be to identify your quiz goals and the topic of the quiz. So you can create quizzes that result in all sorts of things, from assessing someone's skill level or need in the area, to matching them with specific products of yours that they should buy, to a personality type profile around your niche. Like, there's so many different options. A few quiz examples just to like get your brain spinning with ideas. Sephora has a skincare product quiz where they end up matching you with like, here are the products you should take based on the way you, or you should buy rather, based on the way you answer these questions. I have a quiz that's business blind spots for designers to help you see areas you can improve. And then I also have a website personality quiz to help you identify what your website style is according to your ideal clients and what they prefer. And then that also gives specific product recommendations. So it's kind of matching like the personality and product thing together. You could also have quizzes just to help people figure out like what to do next in their business and a decision. So like, as an example, I used to have a quiz to help Show It users figure out what cart software to use. And that was just for customers to be able to access. So anyway, there are so many different applications for quizzes and different goals you can have, but I would say your quiz should have one primary goal thing that your users are getting from taking it versus lots and lots of things and results. The clarity of it is helpful for both from a marketing perspective and for you as you make the quiz. So having like the one thing that they are going to get, the one kind of result, being able to summarize it in a few words is going to be ideal too. So you can give the quiz a title. And then also, as you think about making a quiz, now this does not always apply, but I would say ideally, if you want this to really work to help you grow your business financially, you want to make sure the quiz goes back to one of your offers, so that that way when people take the quiz, you're able to like push them towards buying something, both from like the quiz results page and then also through an email funnel after they've taken the quiz and are like getting to know you, learning about the offer, learning about problems it solves and the what's included, all that kind of thing. So ideally, the quiz will relate back to that. Now, I will say my very first quiz ever had nothing to do with anything I sold at the time. It was just like fun for me to make. I'd been making them for clients back when I was doing a lot of marketing work. And then I made a quiz for my own business that had nothing to do with anything. And that's fine too, I guess. But like, that's not necessarily going to help you grow your business financially. So anyway, also that cart software quiz I gave it as an example did not relate directly to my offers, but that was for my clients and customers, right? Which is another great way you can consider using this. But my main two quizzes now, the quiz that's about your design business weak spot and your website personality, both relate heavily to my offers, right? Which is ideal. So your first step though is to figure out what the quiz topic will be and what the outcome is for the quiz. Like, why take it? What are they going to learn? And you can come up with a super fun and concise title for the quiz now or later. It can be like, you know, you have the title of the quiz, then maybe even a tagline that you think of, but you need to know the topic and goal to start. Otherwise you're going to be like, I don't even know how to come up with the results types. I don't know how to come up with questions unless you know like what the purpose is. So maybe go explore other types of quizzes to get more ideas. There's tons and tons. I'll actually link in the show notes. Interact, which is the quiz software I use, they have a whole area on their website where they're showing you like, here are different examples of quizzes. Mine is one of the ones featured. So that can even be a way to get more ideas. Okay, and then the second step after you know like the quiz concept you're gonna do would be to start thinking about or officially decide on, up to you, kind of depending on where you are in the process, but what people are going to get for taking the quiz. Okay, so different than the result, but what are they going to get? And this is the marketer in me, but before we even get to the quiz making itself, I would just challenge you, think about like, what is the offer? Like, well, how are you going to make this work into selling your offers after they take the quiz? So with a lot of things where people are exchanging their email for something, right? Like it's a PDF, it's something tangible, it's a PDF, a webinar, an audio series, a workbook, whatever it is. But with a quiz, the results are a big part of it, right? Like people are typically taking the quiz to know what result it is with the question you're presenting of like, how are you in this way or whatever. But that does not have to be the only thing the person gets, okay? The result being delivered to them does not have to be the only thing. Or if it is the only thing they get, then identify why they should want it. How does having the result from this quiz improve their life, improve their business, improve whatever area? And you get really clear on that of like, what are you giving people? Because y'all, there are so many quizzes out there that just stink, honestly. Like they're not really helpful. The result's not really doing anything for you. And those quizzes are not going to ultimately lead you to more sales. What will lead you to more sales is quizzes where people like get the result and they're like, oh yeah, like this was helpful. I wonder how much more helpful the paid version would be. So you want to think about that, right? Like if it, for the result itself, why they should want it, how does this improve their life? But then when we talk about like what people get in addition to just the result, here are some made up ideas I just came up with as I was outlining this. So first, maybe it's a quiz that tells you your parenting style, but then additionally gives you 5 specific weak spots you likely have as a parent with tips to overcome them, and then 5 specific things you're amazing at as a parent to encourage you. You could also have a quiz that tells your skin type and exact products you should use for your skincare lineup. And the promise is that the skincare lineups can be less than $50 and you get a 15% off coupon just for taking the quiz. Giving a discount code for taking a quiz is a really great thing if you're like not sure what to offer. Here's another idea. A copywriter makes a quiz that tells you what your brand voice is. So that's like the result. And then you also get a plug and play email introduction type template that matches your brand voice that you can customize. Really cool, right? Another idea would be for podcasters like myself, a quiz that tells the user a curated podcast playlist from that person's library of episodes based on what they're saying they need help with. So yeah, just so many ideas there. And as another example, like when we also think about quizzes, like there's the personality testing quizzes, right? Like Enneagram or Myers-Briggs, those are giving you the result of knowing your type, right? Like it's like you are an ENTJ, you're a type 6, you know, whatever it is. But all of those websites are also telling you things like your strength and weakness, how you are in your relationships, your growth areas, famous people with your type. And then sometimes they're also upselling you to a paid version or a membership or something like that. So you can like go deeper on your type. So anyway, I say all that to say you can include things in addition to the results or just have the result be the outcome. So some more examples of things they could get outside the result, a discount on a product, a free sample or a free trial of what you sell, an exclusive bundle offer that's maybe you're bundling multiple of your products or courses or something that's only available to quiz takers, something like a template that matches their result type, a workbook to match their result type. Maybe you are a service provider and taking the quiz unlocks like a 30-minute call with you. That could be a cool idea. I mean, there's so many things you can do there, but you can basically merge different freebies by doing this. So it could be like the people take the quiz and by taking it, they get this one freebie that's more customized and things like that. So it's not an absolute requirement for you to decide this from the beginning, but I like thinking about this personally before I go into the questions and results creation mode, because it actually might play into your questions and it plays into this quiz, right? We want it to be something that grows our email list and ultimately leads to sales. And by having this strategy behind it, it's going to be more likely to do that. So that's the second thing of thinking about or officially deciding what people get for the quiz. So hopefully as you just listen to me talk about that, you had some ideas spinning. Maybe it's a coupon code for you, a call or something like that, that you know you want people to be able to have from taking your quiz. Okay, so now the third step after you basically you got the quiz vision down, right? Like that's what we've done the first 2 steps. The third step is to create your result types, okay? And this comes before the questions because this will help you make a better quiz. Remember, I said a lot of quizzes just kind of stink. They're not really that helpful. They're just a quick way to get your email and not really give you anything. This will help you make a better quiz. So less result types too are going to be easier. So I recommend less result types that the questions are matching. And that's what I mean by results types. It's basically like you say your quiz is 10 questions, you might have 3 results, and the way people answer these 10 multiple choice questions is going to determine which result they get. So that's what I mean there. But less results are better. So at one point, y'all, my main quiz, my website personality quiz, you can go look at it and take it at elizabethmccravey.com/quiz. But at one point, y'all, it matched everyone who took it with 1 specific template that they should buy. And that worked really great at one point in my business. when I had less templates that were for sale, but having like 15 plus results was like impossible to manage. So that's actually why I revamped the quiz last year and just redid the whole thing to only be 4 results with the templates grouped together into personality types by the way they're styled and what kind of ideal clients they would work well with. So it's really cool. It was a really good, big undertaking project, but so needed because it was insane having that many results. And then as I add new templates, it was just like impossible to maintain. So anyway, I would say anywhere from maybe like 3 to 6 result types would be ideal. And I'd come up with a name and title for each result and know for yourself like what the vibe of it is, what that person needs. If it's products that you're doing, like where you're matching people with like, here's what to buy. At this point, as you're like coming up with the result, go ahead and group all those together within the results. So maybe you're just looking at your products and be like, okay, all these would fit the same customer base. I'm going to group those together. Those can be result type. And then you can start thinking about, okay, what do these have in common? What can I name the result type? What's their profile? Again, all this varies a little bit depending on what type of quiz you're doing. So it's hard to get super specific here, but that what I just said kind of relates more to personality quizzes and matching with products. But then as another example, like my quiz for designers that helps you know your business weak spots, basically to ways you can improve. There's 4 total results types on that one as well. And it's like different areas that you can need to improve in your design business. So I thought of like, hey, what are the main areas that I see designers struggling and needing help? And then you end up forming the questions based on that. So create the results types and you can, you know, have working names that you end up editing later, but come up with generally like, okay, what are the 3 to 6 result types that I'm going to work with? Now, once you have your results type, step 4 is to create your quiz questions and decide which answers correlate to which results. So again, you might kind of do some of this a little back and forth, like maybe you work in the results types and you come up with questions, but you want the results types to be generally formed before questions. And quiz length can vary all from like 3 quiz questions to 15 plus quiz questions. It's all about how extensive you want to be and what type of result you're trying to provide someone. Generally speaking, shorter is going to be better, especially when it comes to the way you're phrasing questions. You want to be really quick for people to be able to read and answer, but you can also do longer. Like, I mean, obviously I use the example of like real personality tests, like the Myers-Briggs or Enneagram tests, like those are long, okay? And people still take them. So it's all about what result people are getting, how extensive you want to go. I've taken some quizzes before as a business owner that are only like 3 questions. They're supposed to tell me something about myself and my business archetype or something like that, or my hiring style. And I'll feel as though the quiz was a waste because they didn't actually ask me enough to get an accurate result. So that's something else to keep in mind. If there's like no questions, people might feel like, wait, how do you actually know this about me when you only asked me 2 questions, you know? So whichever way you go though, know that you can use it as part of your marketing. So if it is a really short quiz, you can say something like, get your result in just 4 questions, or get your result in 60 seconds, get your result in 3 minutes, you know, whatever it is. If it's longer, you can emphasize things like get accurate results, an extensive look into ways you can, you know, grow or whatever the promise is. And with the quiz questions, you likely will do multiple choice. That's how most quiz platforms will be set up. And then each option can correlate to a result type. So if you have 4 results, it might be that you have 4 multiple choice options per question. As an example, you could also have 6 result types though and only still have 4 options. It doesn't have to exactly match up because you can also double it up to where like one question, like the way they answer it, like that option, let's say option A, okay? That can actually be like connected to 2 different results. And then you can also do it to where like one question actually doesn't impact the results at all. There's a lot of different ways to set it up. And as far as where to create these quiz questions to start, I would not recommend putting them directly into your quiz software, which we're going to talk about next. But I would not recommend doing that when you're first creating them because it's going to be better just to do this in like a blank document, Google Doc, or in your project manager, somewhere like that. When I recently redid the website personality quiz, we did it all in ClickUp and ClickUp documents. And that was really nice to be able to like quickly click between all the different things and the task list for it and all of that. But I would recommend a document so that you can really like look at all the questions side by side at once and then figure out which answer options correlate to which result. And something I've done too is like you can come up with a highlighting system when you're making this to where like, you know, maybe your first result is colored pink, the second is blue, the third is yellow, etc. And then as you're making the quiz, you can highlight, it's like, okay, answer A is going to correlate to the pink result type, you know, and highlight both in pink. So you can make sure that you're actually covering all the different results types so people are not just getting one result for everything they take. And it's worth noting too that you might end up changing up some questions once you really start playing with the quiz later, which we'll get to. I know with my Business Week Spot quiz for designers, I actually cut quite a few questions after I'd already decided on all of them because I was like, this is too long. I want to change some stuff with it. So just know that these don't have to be the questions you stick to forever. Okay, step number 5 is to create your quiz. Woohoo! So once you have your questions and your results types, it's time to make the quiz. And you heard how I've been making quizzes since 2018, right? And I already talked about the platform I use for a second there. But the whole time, I've been using the extremely popular quiz software Interact, and I'm an affiliate of theirs. You can use my link, elizabethmccraby.com/interact, to get a free trial and like just check it out. You could even make your quiz completely before you commit and like start paying for it. And my quiz add-on bundle for Show It works really well with Interact too. Like I set it up to work with Interact. And the demo videos that you get with your purchase of that template show you how to set things up with Interact and Show It with ease if that feels confusing to you. But to make a quiz, you have to use something. You can't do this without a quiz software like Interact. And I have personally not heard of any email softwares that just include this. So this is something that actually integrates with the email software you're using. And once you use Interact, it's very intuitive. Like once you're in there to take what you made in a document and turn it into a quiz, I've found like literally since the beginning, just the way their whole setup is to be like, oh yeah, this all makes sense. It might take you a bit of time, but it's not hard to understand. So you'll create the quiz first to start, and then you'll add in your questions, you'll add in your results, and then you'll correspond the specific question options to specific results, which is also really easy the way you map those together. So anyway, I would suggest make the quiz, right? And then take it a few times. And this can be before, you know, it's all styled and things like that. But think about different ideal customers of yours and how they'd answer these questions and see if it works. Like, does the right result type happen that you think should happen based on how the person answered the questions? Is it somehow doing the same result every time? Like maybe it's not very balanced and every time you take it, you're getting the same, you know, result type C and you're like, okay, wait, there's something wrong there. You know, is it balanced in the way of like what you're like encouraging as the main result? So anyway, just take the quiz, create it, test it, get it styled the way you want. You can also add images and all kinds of like GIFs and things like that to it too, to make it even more like personalized and fun experience. Okay. After you've made the quiz Interact, you want to connect your quiz to your email provider and create result sequences or skip sequences and just do results pages if that is your preference. So let me explain what I mean there. So in Interact, you can easily connect your quiz to your email. You connect the whole account, so all your quizzes would be connected, but to your email software from Flowdesk, ConvertKit, all of them. It's all easily integrated without Zapier or anything like that. You just do like an actual like in-app integration. So this is a must though, connecting to an email platform in order for you to make the people who take your quiz be on your email list. Otherwise, they are just staying and Interact. They've taken the quiz, they've gotten the result, and you aren't really set up with a way to like continue automatically contacting them. So you can set up how they get brought to your email list by adding them to like a sequence, a tag, forms, etc. Depending on what email marketing provider, they're going to use different names for that stuff. But this is another part where you have to think about like, what do you want your quiz experience to be? Okay. So you can do sequences, which by sequence, I just mean a series of emails or even just one email that comes after they take the quiz and get their results. You can do sequences for the result types where they're getting an email that's like, okay, you know, you got the result type, the romantic, like here is your whole profile sent to you over email. And maybe that's the only way it's being delivered, or maybe it's a page on your website that details their result type that after they like submit the quiz, they get redirected to that page, or you can do both. Okay. Hopefully that's not confusing. If it is, re-listen to what I just said, or even go take one of my quizzes. I'll link to those both in the show notes, but that can show you because I actually do both for both of my quizzes. And I think in an ideal world, long-term, you want to be able to do both because that's most effective, right? You can redirect them to the results page on your website that's for the result they got. And by doing it on your website, it's easy to call them to action, to get by, to give them a coupon, to really lay things out creatively the way you want. And then additionally, you can email them about the result, maybe with a link to go to that page on your website for people who take it and maybe they're on their phone. They don't really have time to look at it now. Now it's in their email so they can really go look at it in depth later. And my quiz template really comes in handy here because you get a few different results page designs that you can mix and match between to make your perfect results page style and then duplicate it for each result type. So you can really like get it looking right and get it on brand for you. You know, just integrate it into what you're already doing on your Show It website because you can just do like, you know, auto apply the styles, your fonts and colors and all of that that you're already using. But real quick, let's talk about what are you including in the results, okay? Whether it's a sequence that people are getting an email with or if it's a page on your website, like what kind of things should you include? So it depends on the quiz type, which I know I've said a few times, but if you're doing more of a personality type quiz, here are some things I'd recommend. Giving their results a name and a short description, which we talked about in step one. And then you can do points, like maybe you should try these three things or three things to describe you if you got these this type. You can talk about your related product or products that they should consider buying. You can link them to other resources you've created, like blog posts, podcast episodes, YouTube videos, whatever it is that would help them because of their result type. I really love doing that. And you can call them to action. Maybe it's to action to join your free Facebook community. Maybe it's to go buy something at a discount. I mean, so many different options there, but that's kind of what can be included there. But basically at this point, if you are going to send them an email after, which I would love to, again, recommend sending an email after too, even if you do results pages. But if you're going to do that, that's what step five is all about. It's just connecting your quiz to your email provider, which is a must, and then creating those results sequences if you are going to do them. All right, now for steps 6 and 7, they could honestly be done interchangeably, but we'll start with the order I just have them in. So step 6 is to embed your quiz onto your website and add it a few places. So you want to put it on your website so that people can take it, and there are better and worse ways to do this. I would argue as a designer that the best way is for the quiz to live on your website, embedded onto there, versus it being a button where like people click it to take the quiz and it takes them to Interact's website. So keeping people on your website is better experience for them, like just staying in the same place they started, and it increases conversions because now they're on your website. When they go to the results page, if you're redirecting to that, they're just staying on your website the whole time. So with that being said, you can have a quiz cover designed in Interact or within your website builder Show It, okay? So I recommend doing it within your website builder so it's all cohesive and the colors and the fonts and the vibe, all that matches exactly like the rest of your website looks. And then they click a button on that quiz cover, right? Like the canvas and Show It, the area of the page of your website where it's talking about the quiz. It's telling you, you know, get results in 60 seconds. Here's the quiz title, button to take it, right? So when they click the button, they are then seeing the quiz, which will be an Interact styling because it is, again, you're embedding this onto your website. But you can actually make the quiz itself match the rest of your website better than you may think, even with it being from Interact. So I would recommend going into the quiz software, right, and Interact. You may have already done this when you do the step of like creating the quiz Interact, but you can customize the quiz fonts and colors to be similar to what's already on your website. You may not be able to find the exact font that you're using on your website, but you can do the exact color, right, using hex codes. So you could look at your hex codes and Show It, which you're just going to find under your design settings, and then make that match up with what's in Interact. So customize the quiz fonts and colors, right, to be similar to what's already in your website. And you want to add the quiz multiple places. So if this is your main lead magnet for your business, then you want to make sure it goes on your homepage for sure. You could also link to it in the footer that's then going to be on all the pages of your website. You could do a pop-up where people, you know, scroll to a certain percentage or click a certain button and then it pops up with an opt-in to take the quiz. It can be in the top banner area of your website. It can go on your tools and resources page where you maybe have other freebies. It could be on the ways to work together page. I mean, there's so many different options, right? And with your quiz cover, you want to tell people why they should want to take it, what's in it for them. And if you're giving away free stuff to people who simply take the quiz, you want to really clearly say that. So that can be said on the quiz cover, and then you also can have an individual page on your website in addition to those different areas like, you know, your homepage, your about page, wherever that you're putting the quiz. You can have an individual page that has info about the quiz. They click a button and they get to start taking it. And on that page is a really great opportunity too to include what people are getting in their results. And for example, if you want to see the way I do this personally, you can go to elizabethmccravey.com/quiz to see how I do this for my quiz that matches you with a template. And it literally says, maybe you're wondering what's included in your results. And it says in record time, you'll get all the info you could need about your website personality profile and then some. And then it kind of outlines in like a good like designed way what you're getting. And it's first a full personality profile. And I have a little one sentence explanation. Two, a 10% coupon code on any template. And then three, free social media templates that match your personality type. So I made four different social media like Canva templates that match each of the four different personality types. So you get the one that matches your type. And then four is continued support to help you figure out what template to buy after you've taken the quiz. So that I'm laying that out. I'm giving people every incentive, right? You're going to know exactly like what your website personality style is. You're going to get free templates. You're going to get a coupon code, like so much good stuff. So be sure to tell people what's in it for them in a way that you can tell them concisely and clearly to give people an incentive to take the quiz. But yeah, you want to embed the quiz in your website, add it a few places, and really make it to where it's going to be easy for people to get those results and take the quiz. If it's only on one page, people may never find it. So you want it to be multiple spots so you can make sure people are finding it and taking it. Okay, so now we're down to our last three steps. And step number seven is to create results pages on your website, which I already kind of talked about. But again, this is one thing that's made easier with my quiz template. It comes with three different result page template styles, and then an extra page that has even more canvases to add on. If like you're like, oh, yeah, I really like this style, but like I need this thing to make it like really pop and really work for my business. You could, of course, do this from scratch, right? Like you could just create a blank page on Show It and be like, all right, I'm going to make a result for this result type and design it from scratch. But this will save you tons and tons and tons of time in the design and also give you content ideas for what to put, because let's be real, creating results pages is not easy. Knowing what to include, how to style it, how to lay it out in a way that like is actually going to be engaging to the user versus just like paragraph after paragraph of information. So anyway, highly recommend getting that template. And remember, you can use the code MAKEAQUIZ for 15% off that template just for listening to this podcast, or 15% off my template add-on bundle. And I'll link to that in the show notes. But you want to create those results pages, and that template will literally make that take so much less time. Just cover everything, tutorials, all the good stuff. Okay, now step number eight is to hook everything all up and test it. So once you have that designed, you have the sequences made or whatever type of email integration you decide on, you want to test it. So take the quiz from your website multiple times, try to get each result and make sure it all works correctly. Make sure the interact is redirecting to your results page. Make sure that you're getting put on the email list and then getting put into the sequence for that result type. You may have to use multiple email addresses of yours to be able to keep testing this and testing this. And the ideal way, if you're curious, like, okay, what is like the flow a quiz taker should go through? Here's what I would say the ideal way is. So from your website, the user clicks to take a quiz. It could be again on any page of your website, depending on where you're putting this. And then they go to a page or a canvas on your website where they start taking the quiz, and it's embedded onto your website. They complete the quiz, and it's worth the, you know, timing yourself as you take it so you know like how long it typically is going to take people, but they take the quiz. And then the quiz, like once they click that submit button, get my results, that button, it's going to redirect them to a page on your website that has their result type. And it's like, okay, you took the quiz. You are a, you know, I said the romantic, you know, whatever it is. At the same time as that happens, they get an email from you with info on their result type too. And that email might be really extensive, or it might be really short and mainly be telling them about their discount code and then linking them to that page on their website, on your website rather. And then within that email, they get put into a funnel that will sell them your relevant offer to the quiz they took. Okay. So maybe it's that they get the first email, right? That sequence, then maybe like 2 days later, the funnel starts, or maybe like that afternoon. I mean, you have to think about your own strategy with that. But then they review the results page, right? So they got put into the funnel. They probably haven't received funnel emails yet, but they are looking at the results page, whether they looked at it from the redirect or looked at it from their email later. And they might take action immediately. If you have a strong discount code and maybe they already knew they wanted to buy, but they just needed clarity, or maybe they took the quiz to get the discount code. So maybe they buy immediately. I actually have people buy my website templates all the time immediately after taking the quiz, but maybe they don't. And that's fine too. The buy does not have to be immediate, which again, I have plenty of times too, where the quiz is like the first step in nurturing this person and them learning about the templates, and they might buy, you know, months later or, you know, a few weeks later as they finish the funnel. But now as they learn about the product, they learn about whatever kind of offer you're giving them, they either buy or they don't at that moment. But now they're on your email list and they're in a funnel, ideally to sell them a relevant offer. And then over time, you know, as you do sales in your business, as you launch new products, as you have new ways to nurture them, invite them into your community, they are on your email list. And that all happens without you having to do anything on your end after this is set up, which is it's so amazing, you guys, about quizzes, right? It's like growing your email list, growing your business, nurturing your customers and potential customers, all without you having to do stuff constantly because this is all happening automatically. So those are kind of the way the steps look, but you want to hook it all up and test it. And now the final step, step number 9, is to start marketing your quiz and grow your email list. So now that you know it works, you've tested it, you've fixed any issues, you want to publish that site change on your Show It site and start marketing the new quiz. And as you market it, focus on what they get for taking the quiz the same way you are on your website. You might want to make some graphics and go some, you know, face to camera stories, make reels, make TikToks. You can share it all over social media. You can even share it to your current email list who has not bought what the quiz is connected to. That's a really great idea. You know, exclude customers that have already bought the offer and then send it to your whole email list and be like, hey, like, take this quiz. You're going to get a discount. You're going to get to figure out this. Then, you know, maybe you'll get some buyers that way from your very warm audience. But you can also share on social media, Pinterest, YouTube. I mean, literally all the places. I've personally had good success using ManyChat and making reels and stories about the quiz and then using that chat bot where people comment. You know, maybe they comment on your real quiz and they get a DM to take it from the ManyChat automation. So if you want to check out ManyChat, I'll link in the show notes, elizabethmccraby.com/ManyChat will get you a discount there. But yeah, you just want to start marketing it. Market it everywhere. Grow your email list. Start seeing results. And it's so fun, you guys, when you have your first quiz takers to like watch and be like, oh, yeah, I wonder what she got. Which result did she get? And then watch them go through the sequence. Watch them explore and enjoy the free stuff you're giving them for taking it. I know that's always been like a fun thing for me to see as well, of like people starting to use the Canva templates that come with my website personality quiz and stuff like that. So anyway, really, really fun. Those are the 9 steps. And I hope this was so helpful. I know that was a lot of detail. Know as well that there will be a blog post with this that has tons of visuals to support you as you do these steps, because I know this is a really detailed episode. So there's screenshots and things like that in the blog post. And also if you just need to reread it to revisit any of these, that is there to help you, linked in the show notes. And then remember too, that as a podcast listener, you can get my quiz template or my add-on template bundle for 15% off using the code MAKEAQUIZ, MAKEAQUIZ, all one word, at checkout. And yeah, if you want to bundle all of them, you can get all the Show It add-ons using that code. We'll work on that as well. Work on all payment plans, and I'm going to set it to not expire. So if you're listening to this episode into the future, that should still work for you. And if you want to take any of my quizzes to see the process, get a coupon code for other templates, figure out as a designer ways you can improve your business and your structure and the way you're running things, you can find those quizzes linked in the show notes as well. But my main quiz, as I've said a few times, is at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz if you want to just type that in and go directly to it. And lastly, remember that you can get a free trial of Interact, which is the quiz software I use and recommend, at elizabethmccraby.com/interact. So that is it, friends. Oh my gosh, I hope you'll check out the Show It quiz template bundle, and I hope to see you making an awesome quiz to help you grow your email list, grow your business, and grow your community. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast all the way to the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on elizabethmccraby.com, you'll find Show It website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you make more money from your website. Maybe your current website is really boring, maybe it's a challenge to update, and maybe it's even the thing you feel like is holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers, and that's exactly what my templates do. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, not just pretty, and also strategic with all the strategies I teach on the show, and they are easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at elizabethmccraby.com/shop and come join thousands of happy customers using these templates. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off your template as a thank you for being part of the podcast fam. Again, that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over on ElizabethMcCravey.com. Also, if you love this episode, leaving a rating and review for the show on wherever you're listening or sharing it with a friend is a great way to support this podcast. Thank you again for listening, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.